Hi, I am Christina, and I'm a bicycle commuter here in Wichita. It kind of fits my lifestyle, and I've been doing it for a little over 2 years now. I was broke, and I got in a car accident and couldn't afford to fix my car at the time. So I needed to get to work the next day. I rode my bike.
Riding my bicycle.
Don't take this to heart. I actually got hit that day by a different car on my bike. It was a pretty bad week. So I got my car smashed, got my bike smashed, I walked to work, and then had to get a new bike because that one actually was stolen after I chained the wreck of my bike to a post in an alley. Somebody came and stole it. So it was an interesting period, but it also kind of felt like the universe was talking to me and was like, try harder at life.
I think it's just as fun.
So I got another bike. It was summertime. My radius is really small. And then kind of before I knew it, the bike was really fun. I burned so many calories. I could eat whatever I wanted. I'd get up in the morning and have coffee, eat something before I went to work, eat another breakfast at work, eat another breakfast at 10:30, and then go to lunch. And it didn't show up anywhere on my body. And I was just like, why don't people do this?
It's a beautiful day for ride.
I don't ride on the sidewalk anymore. Because I thought the sidewalk was safe and pedestrian, but people aren't looking for vehicle traffic on a sidewalk. And I've just learned that in general, sidewalks actually aren't made for the pace of a bicycle. A lot of the entrances and exit ramps, all of the little turns, the corners, the blind spots, those are suited to a walking pedestrian speed. You can really get caught off guard. I haven't had any serious injuries. I feel really lucky about that. People typically at corners with stop signs pull all the way up to the stop sign, but that always cuts right across pedestrian paths. A guy who hit me once did exactly that and never even saw me because I was pretty much immediately folded entirely under the front of his car on the ground. But he heard me because I've learned people don't see you, they maybe hear you, and I just yell. So there have been a couple cases where I have avoided getting hit. Some lady's on her phone pulling out of an alley into a turn lane that she doesn't think anybody else is going to occupy, and I'm right there, and I just scream savage, primal, bloody murder because she can't see me. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm on the radar, like a car horn, like, what? Who? Where? And, you know, that second look is what saves me from being a gum stain on the pavement. I just participated in something called 30 Days of Biking, and they just made their mission statement, let's encourage a community of joyful cyclists, which I love, because it's not about hauling ass across town like some super triathlete, you know, and then stripping off your spandex wander suit into business cash and, you know, being on Mad Men all day. It's about finding how it works in your life. So maybe you just ride to the farmer's market every weekend. Maybe you sub out every third coffee date. I have a friend who lives in Derby. She goes on these cute little coffee dates, rides like 15 miles, and meets a girlfriend. I mean, I didn't know that I would be doing this for as long as I have. I just thought it was kind of a quick fix. So I say everyone would benefit for sure, just because of mental clarity and physical health and just all the things I've seen it do for me.